Good morning, Mets fans. It's Apple Turnover for April 5th, 2023. And even though I just said good morning, I don't know if it's actually a good morning or not, I thought it would take a lot more than just a couple of days of doing this daily podcast where I would have to have back-to-back miserable podcast recording sessions. But here we are. It's Brian, and the Mets lost 9-0 to the Milwaukee Brewers after losing 10-0 to the Milwaukee Brewers the night before. Miller Park, now called All-American Field, I believe, is apparently a cursed place for the New York Mets to play baseball. And honestly, I'm kind of okay with it. Get the one game out of the way, and let's just move on with our lives. Max Scherzer started for the Mets tonight and did not look like Max Scherzer at all. He just coughed up hit after hit, homer after homer. In his 5 1/3 innings pitched, he never quite looked comfortable. And even when good things happened, they went bad very, very quickly. You know, it's one thing when Carlos Carrasco, who had kind of a rough spring and doesn't, you know, hasn't exactly, to borrow a phrase from our friend Allison McKay, covered himself with glory as of late. It's one thing to see him get hit around. It's another thing to watch Scherzer get hit around like this. Scherzer went 5 1/3 innings, gave up 5 earned runs, walked 2, struck out 2, gave up 3 home runs. And then, you know, Brooks Raley, who was, you know, a very highly touted acquisition for the Mets this season, he gave up 4 earned runs as well as a home run. Sorry, as well as 2 home runs. My apologies. Just a miserable night from the Mets pitching staff. And of course, when the pitching staff is bad, that's when the team cannot hit a lick. And so, although they scattered 8 hits over the course of the game, I believe they were all singles, if a memory serves. They grounded into 2 double plays. Just a really, really miserable game for the Mets. Not a single Met walked. Like, how do you do that? How do you not have a single walk in the game? But, you know, here we are. These things happen. It's early in the season. I'm willing to forgive it. What's hard is that the pitching matchup for tomorrow, which was, you know, supposedly the one that was going to favor the Brewers. The Mets were definitely supposed to win tonight's game and probably should have won last night's game. But when it's Corbin Burnes against David Peterson, you can't help but feel a little bit bad for the Mets. And so there's a chance they get swept in Milwaukee by a team that I think, you know, is young and exciting, but certainly talent-wise should not be stacked up with where the Mets are right now. And so it's just, it's pain, man. It's rough. You know, I don't have that much more to say about this game. I wish I had something to say, but everything I say is just bad. In addition, Tommy Hunter went on the IL today with back spasms, which might be a thing, might also just be he had to eat shit in the game last night, and so they wanted to give him a little bit of a rest without having someone on the, you know, an unavailable pitcher. And so the Mets recalled Denny Reyes today, who also pitched an inning in the game. And, you know, it's just hard to get optimistic about the Mets right at this very moment. I know it's only 2 games. I know things will be better. When you have Peterson starting tomorrow and then you have Tyler McGill starting on Thursday instead of Justin Verlander, it can just sort of compound and feel a little bit rough. But, you know, these are the things that we go through as baseball fans. So, anyway, patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. I'm on Twitter @BrianAidsANap. And until next time, let's go Mets.